In thy breath the light of the sun, in thy bread the salt of the earth, in thy ears true words of love, sustain thy growing, changing life, that thy spirit's will may work, that thy soul be warmed by joy, that thy body's world be built. So anyway, those are some really lovely articles there. And for those of you who don't get to come to the parent-child group, I thought you might like hearing the puppet show, since you've never seen one. Yeah, so anyway, the new thing this year. A story, now it's time for a story in my apron, listen very well, a story I will tell. Well, it was autumn, but Mother Earth wasn't quite sure of that since King Winter had visited very early. And she was so cozy in her bed, she didn't want to wake up at all. But Prince Autumn convinced her she should come out. Golden in the garden, golden in the glen, golden, 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 Prince Autumn's here again. Hearing those words, Mother Earth awakened, as cheerful as ever. Even a snowstorm didn't bother her. Well, she said, Prince Autumn, I think the little fairies and I better get busy. We had to take a little rest there for a while, you know. And so the little acorn fairies came out to play. Acorn fairies come out to play. Acorn fairies work all day. I am an acorn fairy, so strong and bright. I do my work and help my friends, and I do not fight. And when they finish singing, if I can find her, so my pockets get more crowded. Oh, that little acorn mother, she had to run around and around finding that little acorn boy. He was running up and down the tree, and she took him by the hand and said, let's tell the fairies our little song for them. Acorn fairies, it's thanks we give. Acorn fairies, it's thanks to you that we live. And they sang and they danced and they ran around for a while. But then they heard a little breeze coming. And the golden leaves started falling. And the little leaf fairy was quite a mischievous little fellow and cannot help himself. The children notice if every leaf isn't out there. Well, he came out tiptoeing around. Come, little leaves, said the wind one day, come over the meadows to dance and to play. Put on your dresses of red and gold. Summer is gone and the days grow, whoops, cold. Soon as the leaves heard the wind's loud call, down they came fluttering, one and all. Dancing and twirling the little leaves went. Winter was coming and they were content. But the little fairy just had to get up and wiggle a little bit more. The little leaves tumble. You ready, Dana? The little leaves play. The little leaves twirl around on this bright autumn day. Well, he heard a little scurrying in the bushes, and who would that be? His new friend. And his little new friend was looking around for something scrumptious to eat. Little chippy chipmunk climbed right up the tree, little Chippy Chipmunk, to see what he could see. His bushy tail was wagging, his chatter chit-chat-chit. He picked a tasty pine nut, and he scurried down with it. He wanted to eat his pine nuts, but what's a chipmunk to do? He cannot chitter and chatter and eat his pine nut too. So he settled down very quietly and soon began to munch. Then he could eat his pine nuts for snack and for lunch. Guess why I made that verse up? Just guess. Well, soon they all heard the wind blowing, and they all very quickly knew it was time to settle down because King Winter could come back, and they didn't want to be caught out in the weather. And so, in a wink of an eye, they all disappeared. Mother Earth and her little acorn fairies, well, she takes her time putting them to bed. So they all settled down nicely, which is the theme for our night. And Prince Autumn, well, he was rather sleepy too. So he yawned, but he knew better than to snore really loud tonight. So we had Dario going, with the rest. Too hot. So, in the wink of an eye, come on kids, who can wink? It's all over. Snip, snap, snout, my tail's all out. And snip, snap, snout, my tail's all out. And snip, snap, snout, my tail's all out.
Nothing out of so much.
And sometimes with the bigger kids, I don't do the puppet show, because sometimes we're just so slow, and then I show them finger plays that go through every song, and they do the puppet show from memory with me, so that, which is really fun. And then when they're watching the puppet show, often they're doing the movements and the leaves and so on. So anyway, our topic tonight is sleep. And we wanted to do some of the songs that we sing around here. That first one is on the front of the article. And the children in the children's class, we sing this one to our little babies before when we at rest time, before we put the babies to bed. And they're all really sweet with it. Sleep, baby, sleep. Your father tends the sheep. Your mother shakes a little tree, down falls a little dream for thee. Sleep, baby, sleep. And then this year, I have for the rest time, these are some of the songs that I'm doing. And they are on the last page. Ferryman, carry me over the river. Please do carry me over the river. Over, over. Ferryman, carry me over the river. Please do carry me over the river. The ferryman is an image of a being that helps you into the sleep land. So going over the river is the ferryman taking you onto the other side. And water itself represents that great ocean, that great reservoir of consciousness that you go into in sleep. And, you know, Steiner actually said that we learn more in sleep than we do in our wake life, which is really interesting that we don't value sleep at all these days. And by the way, when you pass back over the threshold at death, you go through a period of karma loka in which that period lasts about the amount of time that you slept in your life. which is another little interesting correlation. And during that time, you review your life backwards. You sense it, you know, in your being, what you went through and what and the people that you were involved with in that time. And this is the other song that I sing to them for rest time. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my Bonnie to me, to me. Bring back my Bonnie to me. Bring back, oh bring back my Bonnie to me, bring back, oh bring back my Bonnie to me. While the children are hearing the songs, Kai mainly is taking the Moor lavender, which is a Hauschka product. And the moor is spelled M-O-O-R. It means it's a peat bog plant. It's the peat moss. And the lavender is very soothing. And the peat moss, Steiner had indicated that a time would come in the not-too-distant future, and I think we're there, since time is moving faster now, than at his time, where there would be so much in the air, meaning electromagnetic field and the microwave and the radio waves, et cetera, that it would be a disturbance to people and a disturbance to their sleep, and that the people that were doing research with him should research the peat moss because it would be helpful in that. And in fact, there's a company that sells these peat vests that you wear in front of the computer and that you wear around your liver and kidney area to keep it warm, to protect you from these unseen influences. So that's what the Moor lavender does. And there are actually, there's also remedies that have more powerful or more stronger doses of the Moor if you have a really particularly sensitive child, which basically if your child isn't sleeping, it just says that they're really, really very sensitive. And we'll go into that a little more when I talk. The next song, At the Gate of Heaven, I sing it at the door of heaven. That's on here. At the door of heaven, little shoes they are keeping for the little barefooted angels there sleeping. Slumber, my baby. Slumber, my baby, slumber, my baby, aru, aru. That one is a Mexican lullaby. Around the world, they sing really beautiful songs to their children to help them sleep. And singing really does help you sleep, it, especially by human voice in more simple tones, because it's connected to the harmony of the spheres in which that's where they're approaching, where they're going to approach when they go to sleep. So it brings all that to them, that they're close to where they're going back to. And I think that was the last song. And what I wanted to show you are these beautiful little books. This one's called Good Night. And I am not sure if these are available anymore. Sometimes these things go out of print for a while and they'll come back here and there. And then people tell me sometimes they get them online. But this one has the story of the Sandman and how the Sandman brings sleep to the little child. And then the child goes up, 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 the golden beams with their angels. And there they are listening to the angels singing. And here they start to come back down to their home again. And there they are in bed waking up to their mama. Yeah. Isn't that pretty? Mm-hmm. I used to, with the boys, I used to set it out. I would do a whole scene with it too. Little puppets or little creatures and so on, and clouds and, you know. But the colors you see are they're very soft. They're not formed. They don't have the outlines. That is more the consciousness that's helpful to a child. The other is very intellectual. It's more of a modern consciousness, and it really pulls the children into awakeness to see those kinds of pictures. This allows them to stay more dreamy and young.
Are those watercolors?
They are watercolors. It's a technique called veil painting. You can't see it too well. That's a veil painting. All the paintings I have are veil paintings, and they're watercolors, and they do a layer, and then it dries, and then they do another layer so that the colors shine through each other, and they have a lot of life because the colors all speak to you. The colors all give you soul experiences. And when you use the simple watercolors that way, they have a lot of life. It's similar really to looking at a sunset in which the colors are so alive. It's one of the wonderful things about living here is the sunset and the sunrises and how, you know, the colors are incredible. Those are all spiritual beings. You know, those are really wonderful times to get in touch with spiritual beings. So that is one little book. And then this, in more recent times, I have seen this individually put out. But when I got it years ago, it was a whole set. So there's, you know, just one after the other. There's the little gnome one, and here's spring, or at the summer, in the water, and fishing, more water, and there's the barnyard, and here's in the forest, and here's the one for sleep. And it's, you know, a similar theme to that other one, but they're moving pictures. They've gotten old, so they've and been overused. I need to get a little thing in there again to keep it in its rightful place. But it's a picture of what goes on all night. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize the thing was gone out of it. But it should shift around. I can't really turn it correctly without the little thing here. But anyway, the point with this kind of picture is the moving parts. And it's very natural to children and very helpful to them to see movement, especially very natural in-person movement. Movement on a television has a completely different effect on you because your eyes are really glued. They're not really moving. But the moving toys, there are all kinds of them. Maybe when I go in there, I'll show you some of them. They're really very sweet. And you don't see too many of them anymore, although I've seen some kind of old-timers making things again. Sorry, I'm going to have to get that one, the little centerpiece, put back in it again. But it, too, is a kind of a story of going up with the angels and then coming back down to Earth. And down here is all the little gnomes scurrying around, the little house gnomes. Yeah, and once again, it's the veil painting. Quite beautiful. So, and, you know, and so wherever your child sleeps, it is helpful to have a beautiful picture, a really pretty picture of that. And really, you know, I studied Feng Shui quite a bit a few years ago, and they say in your bedroom that only things that help you sleep should be there, like your books and your all that stuff should not be in there. And if it is, it should be behind curtains so you have a very peaceful environment. And part of that peaceful environment can be a picture that's really soothing. There are a few of them out there, so the companies that I know have a picture or two or a child's dream, Anova, they have websites. And then at the Winter Fair, Claudia Sampson usually has prints. And if she doesn't have something you like, you might ask her about, you know, if there are others. They used to be around, and it's just not that easy anymore to get them. But, you know, inside here you'll see the angel one, and just very sleepy, dreamy pictures that are beautiful for them to experience.
Winter Fair.
Winter Fair is at Shining Mountain. I think it's December 5th. It's a Saturday this year. And it starts about 10 in the morning-ish. And they have a little craft thing experience for the children in all the different classrooms. And meanwhile, they have a craft fair, which I don't advise you take Ansel to. Let one of you go to the craft and one of you go in there. And then they have beautiful crafts and things, and I take my candles there. And Claudia brings pictures, beautiful paintings and so on.
It's a good time to do all your Christmas shopping.
It is really nice.
Once I discovered it, that's where I do it.
Yeah, there. I know it's all done.
It's all beautiful stuff for children and grown-ups.
Nice. Yeah, that's at Shining Mountain. So anyway, I'll close this section with something from here on page 5, a little verse. Then we can move in the other room. You can get tea also. It's at the top. And look at this, was the publication that I copied from. These are pictures from another book. Beautiful little pictures. As I go to sleep each night, an angel watches o'er me and fills my soul with flooding light and guides me to the stars so bright and blesses me each morning. So that's the evening verse. And then in the morning, so you know, the sleeping time, this is how I learned how to work with sleep. First of all, two of my children were terrible sleepers, and two are really good sleepers. And I myself tend to be an insomniac, so I did a lot of investigation into sleep and, you know, just working with it. And what I discovered really is that when you put them to bed at night and when they wake up in the morning, those are really the most precious times of the day, because your soul is so open both of those times, and you can always have little conversations with them at those times that don't happen any other time of the day. It's like being up in the middle of the night with a newborn. It's like the angels are so close and everyone is so open. And it's also a good time if there was some little incident during the day that you couldn't really address with them, you know, whatever happened, it's a good time to talk to them about it in simple ways, or to tell stories to them that help them see pictures to understand what you're trying to say. And I learned that from the Native Americans, the only discipline they used for their children were stories. They didn't hit them, they didn't correct them. They told them stories. And children are very open to stories, and they can be the most simple little story, the little chipmunk, you know, or the little squirrel, or when you were a child. And their favorite ones are the ones of when you were a child. And they want to hear over and over, and really they're hearing about the lessons you learned in life, and they're, you know, come close to that feeling of, oh, my parent isn't perfect, and they learned, and I can model myself after that. So I always looked at those times as the most holy times of the day, and I worked really hard. You know, anything else went on during the day, but in the evening and in the morning, I was there to help them, and I found that if I did that, their day was stable, and that the mood that I created the night before is how they woke up the next morning. And so I was very careful in the evenings what we would do together. One of the things was to turn out the lights and put the candle on, so it got very quiet, and then simple music, This is a really beautiful one. And as they get older and they just want you close by, you don't necessarily need to be in the room, but you can. I would sit out and play this for them. You don't have to be musical to play it. It's a pentatonic, which means it's all the black keys on a piano. It's all full steps, so it's all harmonious. You do have to have someone show you how to tune it, or tune it for you periodically. This one keeps a really good tune. And then as they got older, because you know you always have the pressure of the day, got to clean up the, you know, this and got to do that. And so sometimes I would sit there and read as they got older. Some children are really afraid of the dark. And my most challenging one now stays up all night. He's 18 years old, and that's what he does. And but I learned from my 32-year-old that he outgrew that at 28 years old. So that was like, whoa. Yeah. And he would say, I just don't want to go to sleep. I don't want to sleep. Well, once he got to sleep, he slept really well. So when he was really young, I would tell him stories about what happens when you're asleep. Because there's something about us that thinks that sleep is nothingness. But sleep is actually very, very, very full. And so I would tell him, you know, you're going on a little vacation. Kind of like going to the ocean, you know, and you get to play, you know, all these little things. I know. I'm asleep. But I actually understand what would happen with him. Hi, come on in. So let's see, we're done with this part. Why don't we all stop for a minute? I'm going to try to stop this. I know there's a pause here somewhere. Just do a pause.
Okay, stop.
Stop. Just stop. Just stop, yeah. That'll pause it. And then, I don't know what we have to do to start it again.
It's still, it looks
it's
like
still
it's still
going?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, I'll let it go so far.
I don't see a pause. So
then just turn the whole thing off, yeah.
I need to press it.
Press the side up, I think. To push that.
All right. Somebody else?
I think if we slide down that button, maybe.
It's still, seconds are still going.
Hmm.